trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond Oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left a trail of oil as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to prevent the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. The Japanese owner of the tanker that went aground off Mauritius said today it would spend about $9.5 million to help an oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the country's mangrove forests. Here in the U.S., a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees in many cases have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are expected to begin a methodical search of the scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican frontier. California's lost an estimated 3.1 million acres to the fires. In Oregon, 500,000 people have been told to evacuate their homes. China has announced restrictions on staff members at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Responding to U.S. measures imposed earlier this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said senior Chinese diplomats would need State Department approval to visit university campuses or hold cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before